Hey everybody, hey to nobody, what's going on? What's today? Today is the 30th. The 30th of October. It is a Five of Hearts day. So we're looking at the number five, which is Mercury. We're looking at the element. If we look at Mercury as a five, we look at the element, the hearts. The hearts is water. So we're looking at air and water. And it's going to be a quick change in the way that you think. Let me do it the way she taught me. The Five of Hearts is Saturn. The Five of Hearts is Saturn, Venus. So looking at Saturn, Venus, we're looking at boundaries and attractions. You have to put boundaries. There have the things that you are attracting, there has to be boundaries. That's what it is. So look at the things that you're attracting, but or the things that you want to attract, or the things that are attracted to you, but there has to be boundaries, and that's what's going on right now. Because I ain't seeing once I put out to the world, it's the whole world. But I have downloads that come down, and there has to be boundaries. This is what they were talking about. Everything ain't for everybody. Some of the things are for me to tell my story, but I want them to understand this is where it originated from, and that's why I share my story. You do what you do, but understand there is... It's the energy that governs it. It's just like the moon do what it the moon do. My spirit guides do what they do. And I'm the vessel that they come through. And it's like Erica Badu say, because I'm sensitive about my shit. But it ain't mad. So I can't get attached to it. Which only means that in divine timing it will be released. So when it's time for me to release, the story comes with it also. And when a story comes with it, it's story time with Cassie. I can remember, and just because this is in real time, that's why I use names. But in I can remember when somebody said something. They sit on these platforms, and they've heard people repeat their story as if it was their story. And I get it now. When we hear something that sparks something in us, we want to take it and run, and we want to tell the masses. But understand, it came from somewhere. And that's how you know all stories change. That's how you know some of the stuff that's from ancient, it ain't even what it started out to be. So that's the lesson I'm learning. It's a lot of stuff that once it leave you, people gonna pile on what they want it to be. People gonna turn it into what they want it to be. People gonna take it and revamp it, I guess. I don't know. But every day do you. That's Eddie. Every day do you. Don't let nobody tell you what to do. But at the same time, you got to stay true to you. At the same time, you got to listen. And sometimes in listening is silent. Oh, I got the same letters. I can't think. It's an ideogram. I think that's what it's called. I could be wrong. But it's the same letters that make a different word. Listen in silence. Same letters. Different word. But I know in order to hear, sometimes you have to be silent. Most times it's best to be silent. Because then you hear clearly. And sometimes when you're hearing, you have to sit in silence in order to observe the things that's being said. Actively listening. Because when I'm just hearing to answer, I didn't hear. Because I'm already thinking of the answer I'm going to give. I'm hearing bits and pieces. Just sit and listen. That's the lesson my grandfather was trying to tell me. That I talk too much. I can't hear if I'm talking. I can't hear if I'm talking. And I don't force feed people anymore. Don't be spoon fed. You're going to be misled. And you're going to be misread. And that's the whole point that I'm making. People are being misread. And then they're misleading other folks. You know what I'm saying? It just comes to me. If something comes through you naturally, it just comes through you. It just comes through you. It's always the same. The truth is always the same. When you go start mixing it up and stuff, that's because it didn't come through you. It came to you. Me telling somebody about the story, Eddie, that's because I brought it to them. But somebody, I always got a witness. And I always used to wonder that. But I always got a witness. Somebody was right there when I discovered Eddie. Right there. That had been looking at Eddie for years. And when I came to town, Eddie spoke to me. Eddie spoke to me in the dark. And then in the light, I could see him. I was like, ooh, yeah, who is that? Didn't really know who it was, but when I seen Eddie, and not E-D-D-I-E, E-D-D-Y, everyday do you. That's all Eddie be doing him. People, Eddie is like a fixed card. He like the eight, he like the king of spades, he like the eight of clubs, he like the jack. He don't move. The jack of hearts, he don't move. He don't move. He like gorilla glue. So what they do? When you don't move, people do things around you. They come to you. They bring stuff to you. Because you're not bringing stuff to them. You're not moving. People have vandalized Eddie. And they know it's planned out and set down and thought it's not something they did on a whim. Because you had to get a rope long enough to take it, and had gallons and gallons and gallons and gallons of paint that you had to haul. And Eddie ain't easy to get to whatsoever. I saw Eddie. Eddie hard to get to. And he was hard to get to. I'm just going to say that. It ain't that you just can pull off on the side of the road and Eddie right there. No, you got to climb to get to Eddie. Okay? So then this is another thing that I wanted to talk about this morning, because I be having downloads. I don't know why that was hesitated. Every George Benson song comes to me and has been coming to me for years. Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. And when you say that statement or when you hear that statement, it's supposed to like open you up. That's how it does me. It's like it opens me up. Because you are part of everything. I'm a part of everything. My views today may change on the events of today. And tomorrow I may be thinking a totally different way. Because something sparked something in me that was enough to get me to change my mind or get me to change my verbiage. But understanding, sitting still in silence and writing down what you're feeling, what you're thinking, You don't have time for a whole lot of other stuff when you direct your sights on you. Study to show thyself. That's what I do. I study to show myself. I look back at past things I've written. I've done readings before, but now because I've been given different modalities and a new set of tools, I can look with a different understanding or a more clarified understanding, knowing what cards support me and what cards challenge me. It helps me with my understanding of things. And it is awesome. It really is. And I understand ego a little bit more. I understand a lot of things a little bit more. I'm not saying that I know all, and no, I know a lot about things. It's like an introduction. An intro is in a deep dive. So like I said, I know more, a little bit more than I knew. And ego is the biggest challenge to most of us, I believe. I can't say all because I'm not all. I can't say how. But most times, we're looking at egos. We're looking at egos. We're listening to egos. We're feeling egos. We're seeing egos. At times we even taste the ego. Somebody think they can cook so good. Oh, I can cook that better than you. Then you taste it and you was like, really? You think this tastes better than mine? So then you have a taste off. And you take a person that has nothing to do with either one of you guys. An unbiased set of taste buds. It's best to find somebody that don't like neither one of you. That don't have a dog in the fight. Let them taste it. And you might get the truth. But everybody's taste buds is different. So what tastes good to you might not taste good to me. Some people love garlic. Most times, odoriferous smells make me nauseated. For real. So, what you like, some people looking to smell garlic. Oh, I don't smell no garlic in it. I don't smell this. That's for you. That's why I cook for myself. It makes sense. It makes sense why God did it the way that he did it. Or she did it. Or they did it. Because it could be a collective energy. What if it's not a gender? See, that's the part where I can be a storyteller and make up stories, factual, fictional, fables, whatever. But mentally, there is always a reminder. Hey, Marcus. Hey, Eddie. Hey, Cassie. Hey, Baby Jap. Hey, Pizza Face. Hey, Burnt Pizza. See, it's always a reminder. And what's crazy is the things that I've been carrying with me since I was a kid is changing. I was looking at things from a standpoint where I didn't know. I thought I knew, but I didn't know. And that makes me understand why the Ten of Spades is always bugged by me. Because I don't know everything. I thought I knew a lot, but I know less than I thought I knew. And it's cool, because now I can discover. I can discover. So they were right to tell me, you don't know nothing. Spirits even came and told me. My spirit guide said, you don't know nothing. Because if you knew, you would have been doing it. So I'm learning, and I'm open, and I'm that owl obsessed with learning. I'm good with that. I'm good with learning. I'm good with being satisfied, sitting still. And now I understand how come Thank you, Shake. Big Shake and Little Shake. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because 7 miles and 23 minutes in an airplane. That's 12. That's 3. That's Jupiter. You did that. You did that. You did that. You expanded. And it was about faith. Yes, I get it. It was faith. It is expansion, but it is faith also. It is faith. And having faith in this thing that we call life. I'm going to call it discovery. Discovering life. The discovery of your life. Time. That's what it is. Discovery of your life. Time. We discover some things, don't we? We really do. We discover some things. And our mind changes the way we look at things at times. Mind has changed so much. And it's cool to change. So, I don't know. I just seen The Book of Life. That's a good animated thing to look at. Show. A lot of times it's a part of your transformation. I couldn't understand how come I'm always around certain energies and they challenge me. We help each other. And if you ain't for it, then you don't get the help. But then when things repeat itself, or it's like, you remind me, you say that a lot. That's why you got to look at different energies and not be closed-minded. Be open to new adventures. When you go down my basement stairs, that's what you say. Be open to new adventures. And that's the reason why I had to divorce Jesus. Because Jesus wasn't a new adventure. Think about it. It wasn't a new adventure. I had to be open to new adventures. I had to be a bad guy in some people's scenario. I had to be the one that they was rah-rahing to believe what they believe. Okay, we got to get her. We got to convince her. We have to evangelize. Because when you evangelize and you're giving a message and you're recruiting. Yeah, that's what you do. You're recruiting. As far as my understanding, I can only meet you where I am. So this is K&K, Cards and Conversations with Cassie Darwin. K&K, Cards and Conversations. You know, with Cassie Darwin. And that came as a download, but as I grew, I understood even more. It had to do with that wounded healer, the 11s. It had to do with the K's. And to go even further, it had to go with CKK. CKK? Mm-hmm. Do you see? KK, I do, and understand it so much more now. And Miss Nina Diamond said to me, the issue, or she didn't call it an issue, so forgive my verbiage if I don't say it exactly what it is, but to her understanding, what she sees is I'm concerned with the why and the how. And that's because of how. Be saying who, and when I say who, I need the why and the how to be answered too. Who? Wisdom will sit down next to you and show you the next thing you should do. So that's why I sit with wisdom. I'm not alone. I got Eddie, I got Marcus, I got Margarita. I got Jimmy the Cricket. I got Pizza Face. I got baby jab. I have all these other energies that sit and talk to me. I got the baby part of me. I got Cochise, which is a warrior Indian. And I understand why it was gifted to me, because life was going to be, I was going to have to fight for some things. I understand what the color purple said. Every day, all my life, I had to fight. But if you came in on a fight, then what you expect? So, I have to fight to be healed. I have to fight for my healing. Who am I fighting? Whoever is sitting with me. So I'm fighting self. I can let that go. And I can be happy again. Because I can remember a time where everybody around me noticed how happy I was. Even I knew how happy it was. It's a roller coaster. It's a roller coaster. And I feel it. And like right now, it's something going on with the muscles, because and I haven't had this deep ache. It's a deep ache. It's a deep ache. My arms and my back, on my left side, lower back, and when you look at medical, and looking at medical intuition, exercising your intuition and looking at it medically or metaphysics, not meta. See, my arm is really hurting. My right arm, and sometimes it aches where I can't write. So that's why I make podcasts and videos. But this arm is, it almost feel like it's sleeping. It's in my forearm before my elbow. Between my wrist and my elbow, I can feel it radiating. And it's a cool, I sometimes wonder if it's a nerve, because sometimes I get a cool spot. So I be wondering if it's a pinched nerve, and that's making it makes it cool, because there's no blood flowing through it. There's no fuel in the fire. Or something ain't stoking the fire, because it's got a cool spot. It's got a cool spot on my arm. Whereas I touch back farther and it's not cool. I can clearly see it's cool here, and it warms up here. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do. Y'all know this is more for me than anybody, because I go back and listen to what I had to say and get my messages from that. Or like years later, I can go back and listen to a message that Cassie had for Cassandra. And that's what that was. That's what this is for. I can't write right now because my arm is aching. And I just was recording. So happy Monday. Monday energy is the moon. Depending on how you sit, which the different modalities, it could mean many other things. It's layers to this. It's layers to us. So you may use astrology, but you might want to look into numerology to be added to that. And cardiology to be added to that. And you might like tarot. And you might like different systems. Like you have the destiny card system. You have the source card system. You have what is it called? Oracle playing card system. This is not tarot. You have all kind of different systems. You may play with dowsing rods, or you may play with pendulums. And I want to, well, I say play because it's energies being played with. You might crochet. You might draw. The thing about it is, you can do what your heart's desire. With Eddie, every day do you. What do you want to do? Ask that question. Every day do you. Don't let nobody tell you what to do. Every day do you. Ask yourself what it is what you want to do. Ask yourself, what do I want to do? Every day do you. What do I want to do? Hey, that's a good one. What do I want to do? That's the whole thing. What do you want to do? It was another thing I wanted to say. It was with the peas. I had a bunch of, well, right off the bat, I'm just going to read these ones. Patience. Pluto. I have power, transformation, release, and purging. I have Pluto again. Pluto deals with acknowledgement. Acknowledge how you feel. Write it down. Give yourself attention. So plant that passion. This is the last thing I'm going to say. Every day do you. Don't let nobody tell you what to do. Don't let nobody tell you how to do. But don't forget to listen. Not only to others, but listen to you. So today, be specific. Specific. The day you plant your seed is not the day you eat the fruit. Patience. Peace.